Welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, answer Daniel's AI prompts in audio form. Everything you're hearing today, the text and my voice, was generated entirely by Google Gemini. A quick reminder to listeners, while I strive for accuracy, this is AI-generated content, so please double-check any critical information before making decisions based on what you hear. Before we dive in, let me just say that my brother Corin the Sloth is absolutely thrilled about today's topic. He's been trying to upgrade his treehouse internet for months now. Apparently, streaming 4K nature documentaries requires more bandwidth than you'd think. All right, Daniel, you're asking about a fascinating and surprisingly common scenario. You have 1.2 gigabits per second internet service coming into your router, but somewhere between that router and your device sits a standard gigabit Ethernet cable acting as a choke point. The question is elegantly simple. What speed will your device actually report? Now, here's where it gets interesting. You might expect the answer to be a clean, round 1000 Mbps, right? 1 gigabit bottleneck equals 1 gigabit speed. If only networking were that straightforward. The actual answer is approximately 940 to 950 megabits per second. And this isn't some random quirk, it's a fundamental consequence of how Ethernet networking actually works. The missing 50 to 60 megabits isn't disappearing into the digital ether. Instead, it's being consumed by what we call protocol overhead. Every frame of data traveling across your Ethernet connection carries extra baggage. Think of it like a shipping container. The data you're interested in is the actual goods inside, but you're also paying to move the container itself, the packing materials, the shipping labels, and all that infrastructure. Specifically, standard gigabit Ethernet uses what we call 8/10 encoding. This encoding scheme takes every 8 bits of actual data and represents them using 10 bits on the wire. This creates a built-in 20% overhead right there. But wait, there's more. I'm starting to sound like an infomercial here. Each Ethernet frame also includes preambles, headers, footers, and importantly, idle time between frames. These control structures are absolutely essential for the network to function correctly, but they consume valuable bandwidth. When you add up all these various overheads, the encoding, the headers, the interframe gaps, you're looking at roughly a 6% efficiency loss. So when your 1.2 gigabit connection hits that 1 gigabit Ethernet port, the theoretical maximum becomes 1,000 megabits per second, but after overhead, you'd see about 940 to 950 megabits per second in actual data throughput. This assumes perfect conditions, by the way, no cable interference, no router CPU limitations, no other devices competing for bandwidth. Let me break this down further with a real-world example. Suppose you're running a speed test from your computer. The speed test software might report your connection as somewhere in the 920 to 950 Mbps range. That missing 50 to 80 Mbps isn't your ISP shortchanging you, and it's not a defective cable. It's simply the cost of doing business on a gigabit Ethernet network. This phenomenon becomes even more pronounced when you consider that many consumer devices measure speeds in megabytes rather than megabits. Remember, 1 byte equals 8 bits, so that 940 Mbps translates to about 117 megabytes per second. Your computer's file transfer dialog showing 117 megabytes per second isn't lying, that's the actual data rate you're achieving. Now, here's where it gets practical. If you're really paying for 1.2 gigabit internet and want to fully utilize it, you'll need what we call multi-gigabit networking hardware. We're talking about 2.5 gigabit ports on both your router and your device, with all associated cables and switches supporting those speeds. Otherwise, you're literally paying for bandwidth you can never use. Interestingly, this same principle applies across different networking technologies. Wi-Fi has similar overhead, often reporting significantly lower speeds than the theoretical maximum. Even fiber connections have framing and protocol overhead that reduces the effective throughput. The math here has actually remained consistent for years. Whether you're dealing with 100 megabit, 1 gigabit, or even 10 gigabit Ethernet, the overhead percentage stays roughly the same. It's like a tax that's built into the system design itself. So Daniel, to answer your question directly, if you have 1.2 Gbps internet hitting a 1 Gbps Ethernet bottleneck, expect your device to report approximately 940 to 950 Mbps, not a full gigabit. And this isn't a bug, it's a feature of how Ethernet networks are engineered to ensure reliable, error-free data transmission. Korn just poked his head out of his sloth hideout to remind me that he's been getting 935 Mbps consistently and was wondering if his ISP was ripping him off. I had to explain that this was actually within normal parameters. Sometimes the sloth life is surprisingly educational. For anyone else dealing with this situation, the takeaway is simple: know your bottlenecks. If you've invested in gigabit plus internet service, make sure your entire network chain, from the modem to the router to your devices, supports those speeds. Otherwise, you'll always be leaving performance on the table, wondering where those missing megabits went. Speaking of which, the latest Wi-Fi standards like Wi-Fi 6 and 6E can theoretically exceed 1 gigabit wirelessly, but again, you'll run into the same Ethernet bottleneck when that data needs to travel over a cable. It's networking equivalent of having a 6-lane highway that narrows to 4 lanes before reaching your destination. So there you have it, the mystery of the missing megabit solved. Your 1.2 gigabit connection through a 1 gigabit port will consistently show around 940 to 950 megabits per second under ideal conditions. That's not a conspiracy, that's physics math, and decades of networking standards working exactly as designed. Thanks for joining me on this slightly nerdy exploration of digital throughput bottlenecks. And remember, if you're ever in doubt about your internet speeds, check your cables, check your ports, and remember that overhead is just the universe's way of keeping network engineers employed. This is Herman Poppelberry reminding you, when in doubt, just ask AI.